Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel. Hello, everybody, and welcome in to an impromptu guys' night on the Mouse Ears Podcast. I am your host for tonight. My name is Kelton, and with me, the other guy on the Mouse Ears Podcast, we have Brooks. Brooks, good Thursday evening to you. How you doing?
Doing well. Howdy ho, neighbors. It's big Willie style night on the Mouse Ears Podcast.
Big Willie style. I can't believe
just the two of us.
When you said you that, I laughed. For those that don't know, 1997, Will Smith.
Big Willie style. Getting jiggy with it.
That's right. I was going through that album.
Oh, such a good album.
Man, I was 6 years old, so I didn't listen until, you know, the early, like, 2011-ish. So.
I think it may have been one of the first CDs I listened to in my car. Like, in my truck, putting it in the CD player.
There you go.
Because I definitely, because that one did it have Wild Wild West on that album?
No.
It was the next album. Yeah. Well, I know it had, you know, in the Mouse Ears Podcast, we talk about Will Smith's album, Big Willie Style. But I know it had Getting Jiggy With It, Just the Two of Us.
Mm-hmm.
I think it had Miami. Miami.
So, for those that don't know, Will Smith was actually an artist before he became an actor. Before we were watching him running around, I Am Legend with a German Shepherd. But anyway, let's get on to, before we get on to tonight's episode, we do have to talk about the new news. So, going on over to the news desk, we have Brooks with the new news. Brooks, take it away.
Why, thank you, Kelton. It is the new news here on the Mouse Ears Podcast. Tonight, we don't have as much of a newsworthy week. Not every week is just packed with a ton of new news, but we have some that I feel worth mentioning. The first piece of new news, Bob Iger had a meeting this week with some media, and he mentioned several things potentially coming around the parks over the next few years. But one thing that really caught our eye is a potential new Avatar land coming to Disneyland. Now, we say potential, but Bob Iger basically said there's one in one in Florida, and we're putting one in California. So that's big, going to Disneyland with and he said Avatar Land. He did not say Pandora. So
could it mean something besides Pandora? I mean,
yeah,
we had talked about three more movies coming out. So only they know.
So I mean, it could be that they could be putting an Avatar Land in several different parks, each of them based off of the different tribes. Pandora, mostly around the Navi tribe. The second one that they put in California could be based more around the water tribe. And then I'm pretty sure they're going to do air, like wind, water, earth, and fire. I think those are going to be the four tribes. And then the fifth one is all of them banding together to go against us humans that are invading their land. I think that's that's my prediction. I feel like we've been pretty good with predictions here on the Mouse Ears Podcast. We don't have it mentioned in the news, but Disneyland had their first ever Disney Channel night. If you look at it, sounds pretty similar to our retro suggestion. So Disney, I mean, come on.
We are accepting commissions.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, super jealous of that Disney Channel night. We'll have to talk about that. Please bring that to Florida. But going on with the new news, second part of, our new news this week. New stories coming to Star Tours featuring Ahsoka, Andor, and everyone's favorite, Grogu, a.k.a. Baby Yoda. He's so cute. He's right there on my shelf.
So, I love him. He's adorable. I could just put him in my satchel and walk away.
He broke the... I feel like he broke the internet.
Grogu but, and Figment.
Yes.
When they came out with their stuff. Mm-hmm.
But that is it for the new news here on the Mouse Ears podcast. Back to you in the studio, Kelton.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So as I'm sitting there, you're going through, the different, earth, water, wind, fire. And I'm thinking, can we remember the 21st night of September? But that's all I got, earth, wind, and fire music group. Yeah. Okay.
I also think of Captain Planet.
Oh, Captain, that's a good one.
Yeah. Then if they do Captain Planet, the fifth one is Heart. So
I guess we'll have to wait and find out. Disney and our insider, who is not much of an insider if we had one. But so you guys must be wondering why am I listening to this on a Monday morning while I'm driving into work down the interstate if you're a commuter like me. So tonight we are smack dab in the middle of Mardi Gras season at Universal Orlando. So yeah, they have a Mardi Gras, and I remember going to it, many years ago when we still lived in Florida, but it has really kicked off to be quite an experience. We have talked to a couple of different agents in our agency and who have actually been recently, and they enjoy. We're going to get into some of the detail that they have done as well. But so Universal's event is Universal Mardi Gras, the International Flavors of Carnival or Carnival. It looks like it's spelled,
I think it's Carnival.
Carnival. Where's Steph when you need her? So
because we have our resident bilingual redhead over here. I say my R's real well.
Real well.
Well.
Well. Anyway, Universal Studios Orlando comes alive in the streets of the park with parade floats that are not only inspired by Mardi Gras in New Orleans, but also the globe as well. And just like that event in New Orleans, you two will have the chance to catch hands full of beads from the parade floats. Now, did you know that actually some of these floats are floats directly from the main parade in New Orleans?
I did not know that. That's cool.
I did not either until I looked it up. When I saw it on the little thing, I was like, wow, that's actually kind of impressive.
That is.
So so the dates for Mardi Gras started back on the 3rd of February and continue all the way till April 7th of this year. Mardi Gras is included with any Universal Orlando ticket and or annual pass. So, it's giving you that chance. Go ahead and just buy the park-to-park ticket. That way you could ride the Hogwarts Express both ways, because if you didn't know, you get... It's not the same story.
Yep.
So it's very, very well worth it. So what all is included, with this? Really, the big thing is... Two big things are the parade and the concert series. Now, the concert series is not... there's not a concert every night like there would be at... Disney World's Flower and Garden or Food and Wine Festival, or really even pretty much any festival that's in Epcot these days.
Yeah.
But we have, there's 5-10 nights throughout the entire...
Typically on the weekends, I believe.
Weekends is really the big one. But I was going through some of these, and like we were talking about before the show, I was in middle school, and remember a lot of these coming out. So Brooks was in high school at the time, and I'm going, like, this takes me back. And then, of course, there's one that I don't think I was, you know, I wasn't alive yet when, you know, they were real popular on the stage, but we'll get to them in just a second.
I think you were alive when All American Rejects were
going. That's funny. Yeah. I'm not that young. Okay. I turned 30 and just like, you know, the new age cars and when they hit 100,000 miles, check engine lights and, you know, and you know, the anti-braking light, all the lights just come on now when I get out of bed in the morning. But
oh yeah,
that's why we have coffee.
Yeah. Yes.
So Brooks, do you want to take us through some of these new and not so young artists that have joined us for Mardi Gras?
I will. One thing though, I wanted to mention before we get into the concert series with those floats. One thing that you can also do is you can also line up at a certain time and you can also ride on some of the floats. So not only could you stand on the side, but you can also be on the float tossing out beads to different people. So, I mean, where else are you going to get an opportunity in Florida to ride a float in one of the major theme parks? Because they don't really offer that in Disney World.
No, they
don't. Nor should they, because those floats, some of those have a lot of moving parts. I could see myself getting hit by the axe with Tangled.
Yeah, that would be
dangerous. But I mean, that is something that you can do. I believe you have to line up at a certain time, and either you're on a float or walking behind it, throwing beads, but it's something that you can do.
And there is another way too that I figure I think we can talk about, you know, down the line as well. So, but I'll get to that when we get to our food and beverage section, because we can't not talk about food and beverage.
We have
on
to talk
podcast.
About food. Yeah, definitely. So, but getting back to music, one of my great loves, I love music. As Kelton said, there are 10 concerts this year. On February 3rd, you had Walker Hayes, the
good
country
old fancy
singer.
Like.
Yep. He's I mean, I feel like a lot of his songs are pretty much like Fancy Like. So if you like Fancy Like, you'll probably like a lot of his songs. I'll just go out and say he's not my favorite artist.
Nope. He's got a couple of good hits, but
yeah. And then on February 10th, you had All American Rejects. I imagine that was a really good concert.
Yeah, I need to find theirs on YouTube. I bet that was good.
And then on February 17th, this is someone I'm not really familiar with, Nessa Barrett. And then on February 18th, I mean, I think we can all remember seeing them in concert when we were young. You know, they were so popular. KC and the Sunshine Band. I imagine they played that funky music, white boy.
So I did watch theirs on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Man, was that a great show.
Oh, yeah. So there's another band that's a lot like KC and the Sunshine Band. And they were around in the 60s and 70s. They're called the Swingin' Medallions. And they're now more of a cover band. Than anything, but they did have some hits in the 60s and 70s. But the show that they put on is just spectacular. So I mean, KC and the Sunshine Band still going today.
Oh, they still got that funk. They're still playing it.
Oh yeah. I mean, once you have the funk, you never lose the funk.
You never.
As George Clinton says, we got the funk. Gotta have that funk. I mean, we better watch it. Don't want to get demonetized or anything. But
not with our singing. Yeah. They're not going to know.
The algorithm would never pick that up.
Nope.
And then this is one that Oh, this is kind of a bucket list. I want to see them in concert. And kind of fitting with Mardi Gras. February 24th, you have Bare Naked Ladies.
Come on, Brooks. The Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, man. It would be
a fun concert to go to, though.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I think a lot of people would be surprised on how many songs that they know. Because they probably just think of 1 week. But, I mean,
they have quite a few.
If I had $1 million, I still have the... So, recently, I went to a record store, and my Subaru has a CD player in it. So, I was just looking at the CDs.
What kind of record store? Like a record store?
Yeah, like
or
a vinyl
record store. Oh, vinyl store. Record. Okay.
Yeah.
They're back in style now.
Yeah. So, found Jimmy Buffett's Latitude and Longitude there for $5.
One of my favorite albums.
$5.
You picked it up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, we'll have to go through my record collection one time. But, so I was in there. I got Bare Naked Ladies' first CD, Stunt. And you pop it in, and it's just like, starts off. Yes, band, one way says a lot of me. I mean.
No better way to kick off. Kick it off.
And then you're just like. Like if I just want to meet someone that can just blurt it out. I can't. But
not me.
Fun fact, did you know that they also did the theme music for Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
They did the theme
song. I did, yes. Mm-hmm. So see people, if you didn't know, you do actually know a Bare Naked Ladies song. If you watch Big Bang Theory.
One of the biggest shows of all time.
If you've never seen Big Bang Theory, please.
Tune out. Not really, but.
No, we need your listens.
Yes, we need your listens. But then going on to March 2nd, and I imagine too, this was probably pumping. But DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
So, God, I mean, he just had another one, and another one, and another one.
I don't know how he does
it. I mean, he's truly incredible. And
he can't sing worth a darn, but
he can mix. He's a good producer.
He can mix like nobody's business. So
I really don't know if how much he's really on his. Songs, but like, I mean, his mixes and everything is just he has that
Chef's
mind.
Kiss.
Oh, yeah. So it's just some of those people like Wyclef Jean and Jermaine Dupri, DJ Khaled, DJ Jazzy Jeff. You know, we're talking about Will Smith.
I was gonna say, you gotta bring up DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, yeah. But just like some of these people, and then. I mean, this guy can really sing, but Charlie Puth, like, his mind is, I don't know. There was an episode of Jimmy Fallon where he made a song just from, like, the click of a cup. And I'm like, how does someone mind work like that? But then now we're coming up to the concerts that have not happened yet. March 9th. Again, this is someone that I'm not too familiar with, but Ava Max. I'm sure they'll put on an amazing show. And then
this one shocked
me. March 10th, Queen Latifah.
No idea. She was a music artist.
Are you serious?
I had no idea.
It's like Will Smith before being an actor. Yeah. Oh, she's incredible. I guarantee you that's going to be an amazing show. You heard her here first. Queen Latifah is going to put on an amazing show. And I don't think she's going to do any of her monologues from her. No. But then this is a big name
for
March 16th.
If Steph was here, she'd go
cray cray. But Luis Fonsi, and I'll probably butcher the name. I'm sorry, Steph. But Despacito.
Love me some Despacito without the Justin Bieber portion.
So
I'll take it in street Spanish.
You don't like the beeps? So
sorry.
and then to round it out on March 17th, which I'm surprised they're not doing anymore after the 17th.
And
because it's not lasting until April 7th. You have Zedd.
So you're talking about good music producers and DJs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's one right there.
So
that'll be a good old fashioned new age rave.
So a few years ago, they had Macklemore out there.
Yes, I love Macklemore.
And one of our past guests, Peter Burkhart, him and his wife, they're big Macklemore fans. They were there doing the Mardi Gras concert, and I remember watching it from their YouTube channel, and it was just incredible. Like,
I would have loved to have seen Thrift Shop live. Yeah.
He put on a full concert, and the stage is not really that big. No. And it's not and like when I went to Universal, it was during Mardi Gras, and they weren't having a concert during that time. But I remember just walking by and thinking, that's not really a huge area, but you can literally hear it while you're on the Rip Ride Rocket. But
through a good portion of the park, too, you can hear it.
Oh, yeah. So. And that's just a thing included with the tickets. So
it is fun. I mean, it's definitely, so that's just one of those other things. If you're, you know, if you're a big Universal Studios fan, you know, definitely something to, you know, to look
it's,
at.
And it, and it's really cool. Cause I know like Disney does their, you know, all their concert series. This is something completely different. Like with the concert series that they have in America and Epcot, a lot of people are sitting down. It's kind of an amphitheater.
But it's three shows.
Yeah. So they don't really go all out. With this, there's one show. It is basically standing room only, and they go for it.
It's a concert. It's
it's a concert. Not saying the other ones aren't full concerts, but this would be more of what you're thinking of, like going to see these people, you know, paying all this money to like go to the general admission standing room, just like partying out. You can do this and then go ride Velocicoaster, so, or Hagrid's.
Exactly. It is a good time, you know. So if you've been, you know, if you've done Mardi Gras at Universal, you know, in the Facebook group, go ahead, just you know, we'll post on this because we've got, you know, something else coming up here. But let us know who you saw, because they've had a lot of different people over the years.
Or who should they bring in the future?
Oh, who should they bring in?
Oh yeah,
that would be cool.
That might be the poll question. And that may be the question in on Spotify.
So who should you know, so on the Facebook group, you got to make it like where, you know, people can just like input.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, we could have so many different answers. I think that'd be fun.
I think that'll be good. Because there's no real wrong answer.
I mean, so.
Maybe William Hung. Going back.
No, she bang. You know?
They bang. They bang. He made a career out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very impressive.
So if we can get him and the Chocolate Rain guy to come in and do an hour set.
Chocolate Rain, he has actually a very good voice.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is a good voice.
Yeah.
So along with the concert series, like we've already touched on, you know, the Mardi Gras parade a little bit, and how you can go standing in line to, you know, get up there and, you know, throw the beads out to everybody who's waving their hands. Nobody's business. Woo, if you watch this video, they yeah, exactly.
And it float like on my screen.
I saw it. Yeah, when you changed it, it's the alligator. Careful, they're snappy. Anyway,
chomps.
So you can do a Universal has a dining package type thing. Now we're moving into a little bit of the parade, a little bit of, you know, getting into food and beverage.
Yeah,
but so the dining package, the prices I saw for the concerts was or for this was about $85 a person, and that probably will, you know, can change per night.
Right.
So definitely check it out on the nights that you're going. However, about $85 a person, that'll give you a 3-course meal at 4 different restaurants. You have 2 options in Universal Studios, and those are Finnegan's Bar and Grill and Lombard's Seafood Grill. Now, personally, I have not eaten at any of those.
Me either.
But if you have, let us know. And the other two are in City Walk at the Cowfish Sushi Burger Bar. That was a little tough.
Yeah.
And NBC Sports Grill and Brew. Now, if you haven't even eaten at Cowfish, I highly recommend it.
I really want to eat there.
It is. Who would have thought? Burgers and sushi, same restaurant. Not me.
I mean, when in Rome.
Are you a sushi eater?
Oh, I love sushi. Love it.
Well, then, you know, when we're there for the Epic Universe opening in summer of 2025, we can go. I'm not a sushi person, so I'll have a burger. You go and have it. We're set.
I'll have surf and turf, sushi and burger.
Surf and turf. There we go. It's very set timing when you do this type of a package. So, and it all kind of depends on what time the parade is. So right. when I was going through, most of the parade times were between 7 and 7:30. So you are going to have a set dining time, which gives you about 2 hours before the parade. So 7:30 parade time. 5:30 dining kind of makes it easy that they don't give you too many options. That sometimes, but also too many options
also giving you time to enjoy your meal so you don't feel rushed.
Absolutely.
And then you have enough time to let your food settle a little bit before you get into that parade.
Just dancing along up there on the alligator. Yeah.
Because you don't want to have a belly full of sushi and then immediately start dancing and then you're like, ooh.
Not good.
What's the exit route on this float?
So, talking about, you know, not so much exit routes, but the route, you know, of the parade. So, we've got everything kicking off in the Hollywood area. So, when you walk in, hang a right like you're going towards the Simpsons area or the new DreamWorks land that's coming, you know, this year.
I'm so looking forward to that.
We got to make a trip down earlier. I don't know if I can wait till summer 25. But so it starts off in Hollywood, travels all through the New York and Minion land before ending at the gates back at Hollywood. Yep. So there's plenty of parade route for everybody to view. So it's definitely worth looking into if that's something you want to do. So plus it guarantees you a spot on a float.
That's right.
The big thing.
I mean, I really wanted to be on one of the floats whenever we went, but
And of course, we're going.
It was also right. When I did it, it was right after I had done the half marathon for Princess Weekend. So I was just a wee bit tired.
Only a little.
Yeah. I wonder why. 17 miles afterwards.
That's a long run.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if you do the half marathon, just so there's a lot of walking afterwards. So especially if you're waiting on the bus, and then if you parked at Epcot, waiting to wait, if you walk back to your car, you are away. No, if you park at Hollywood Studios, if we parked at Hollywood Studios and then we took a bus to Epcot, you are a ways away. I just remember walking and be like, could they have not parked us closer?
And a lot of people don't realize that.
At one point, I told my wife, just go. I'll meet you at the car.
Yep.
Just go.
It hurts. Everything hurts.
Don't wait. Please please have the door open for me in the car running.
Let me just fall in. So we've kind of started talking about probably our favorite portion of any episode, and that's food. So Mardi Gras does kind of, you know, really, I don't even know the right word, you know, circle around
encompasses
food. Encompasses. Thank you. So with this event, you can go beyond the bayou from New Orleans at Universal Studios for food and drink from all around the world, stretching from, like we said, New Orleans to places like Belgium, China, Germany, and even Italy. So,
I mean, when you think of Mardi Gras, you think of Belgium. I mean, they go.
China, just like, absolutely. You know, if there's any place that, you know,
just embodies Mardi Gras,
you know, the only other place I could think of, you know, would be maybe, you know, would be Brazil, or, you know, like some South American countries, like Carnival.
Yeah.
Is, you know, a big thing. So
you don't think Germany?
No. I will say I was
very impressed with the amount of countries and cuisines featured on this food menu. I was
so
thoroughly impressed.
Well, speaking of that, why don't you want to go ahead and tell them, like, you know, kind of the countries or the area of origin that is going to be throughout the park for the event?
Yeah. So with a full list of the, and this is going just all throughout the park. You have Belgium, you have a Bloody Mary bar, you have Brazil, and these are in alphabetical order too. You have Brazil, you have Canada, you have China, you have the Coca-Cola Market Square, you have Colombia, France, and the French Quarter Bar, Germany, Italy, Mexico, New Orleans, and then New Orleans desserts.
They had to have their own area just for the desserts.
You had to have an own area for the king cake and the beignets. Mm. I mean, come on.
I love me a king cake. Oh, God, those are good.
Do you get the king cake ice cream when it comes out?
So we actually usually get our king cake shipped in from New Orleans. We have a friend in New Orleans who he gives us the hookup with from an original bakery.
So I will say I've never had an original king cake. I've only had the ice cream. And the ice cream is very good.
Like the Bluebell ice cream?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I love Bluebell.
Oh, yeah. But
so, okay, New Orleans desserts.
New Orleans desserts, the Philippines, Puerto Rico, Spain, and Thailand.
I definitely think of Thailand when we're talking about Mardi Gras and Carnival.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I bet they go nuts. Yeah, I mean, I just think of Belgium. Go hand in hand.
Waffles, Belgian waffles.
I will say, I feel like that's the most out of place of all of them. I do feel like that when I first read, it's like, especially when they're going in alphabetical order, the first place is Belgium. So,
we kind of went through, you know, what countries are represented.
And I will say, and each of them real quick, I do apologize for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
I will say with each of the places, they do have a food menu and then also a drink menu as well.
It is kind of nice that they only offer a couple items though too. Yeah.
I think they took note of how Disney does their festivals.
Oh yeah.
So
it I think it's cool because it kind of gives you, you know, that competing factor between the two companies. You know, so Universal's going to get there for all my Universal Orlando fans.
And what I think too is I almost feel like, and I think Disney has kind of taken some of the stuff as well that Universal has done right. They see what works and then they bring it into their parks. And in some cases, it's not really them competing with each other, but it's like, hey, we see that works. So we're going to try to use that in ours, and it works. And then it just makes everything better for everyone because now we have all these food places to try in Universal.
Yep.
So,
I mean, you're right on that because they bought the Avengers and they bought the Simpsons.
Yeah.
So, you know, it definitely worked. I will say what Universal is doing for the space that they are allocated at this time, very happy with it.
Oh yeah.
Very happy. So should we get into our top three?
Are we doing a top three, Kelton?
Well, not a top three, but like, you know, after looking through the menu, we have three items that we would like to try. I don't know what else to call it. We're usually used to doing top threes.
So my honorable mention is over there in Voodoo. No, I'm kidding. Gotta mention Voodoo if we're talking about Universal at least once.
That's right.
So
that is
but
right.
Kelton, so I feel like I'll be honest with you. I didn't really rank them. This is 3 second first. Just what are three items that you are like, what is one item that you are excited about potentially trying if you were down there?
So I got three in no particular order.
Okay.
But my first one, and I have two items from this place. My first one, I'm heading on over to the Coca-Cola Market Square.
Okay.
And I am picking me up a cherry cola barbecue pork slider.
Ooh, that sounds good. You know,
I do enjoy some sliders. And I do feel like that with the sliders, it doesn't fill you up. You can have room for more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I enjoy about them.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going.
Man, that sounds so good.
Yeah. So Brooks, what about you? What are you thinking you would like to try?
So I am going over to Colombia.
Colombia.
And this was hard because like looking through, because I'm a sucker for pot stickers, and China has pot stickers, but I feel like you can get that a lot of places. But in Colombia, they have a Colombian burger, and it is a grilled burger with Monterey Jack cheese, pineapple cabbage slaw, cilantro garlic sauce, and potato sticks. It sounds incredible.
That really does.
Like, I don't know if you've ever had pineapple on a burger. I mean, that sounds like it works, but getting that almost that savory with that little bit of sweetness, especially if it's a grilled pineapple.
Chef's kiss.
But especially with that pineapple and then throwing in that slaw.
That's making me hungry.
I know. I'm trying to figure out some way that I can make a pineapple cabbage slaw. Nail at home.
I bet you could find it on either YouTube and or Google.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start like a food channel, a YouTube channel as well.
So listeners, if you would like us to, maybe we can make some like YouTube videos of us like trying to recreate foods from the parks, like or something like that, like trying to make a churro, or
oh lord,
so recently had a churro waffle for the first time, and it changed my life. A churro Mickey waffle. Diabetes, take me away.
So, well, before we get taken away by that.
Kelton, what is another food that you are
so excited this to one caught my try? I wasn't sure on it because I kind of saved it for the end. But so I'm staying over in the Coca-Cola Market Square here, and I am going to try the Twisted Taters. Fried spiralized potato topped with a choice of seasoning. You got seasoned salt, a ghost pepper, or garlic parmesan with sour cream and chives.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Very unhealthy.
Yes.
But I am. Oh, that's where I'm going.
You're at Mardi Gras. I mean, come on.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Brooks, take us down. You know, where else are we going on this adventure?
All right. So I'm going over to Nolens.
Nolens.
I feel like you have to go to Nolens. With Mardi Gras. And the amount of stuff that they have, I mean, they had the beignets, they had the king cake minis, both vegetarian, by the way. But the one thing that really caught my eye was the chicken and aioli jambalaya.
Oh, yeah.
And it's mixed rice with aioli sausage, blackened chicken, peppers, and tomatoes. And they also that have, I mean, just mentioning, so they have a shrimp gumbo and a shrimp and crawfish boil. Oh. We actually, in Charleston, we have a we have a Nolens restaurant called Lola's.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot of that. Oh. If you've ever had crawfish mac and cheese, so good.
Well, I mean, since you already took us here,
yeah,
I might as well stay.
Yeah,
because it is
just stay a while.
I'm going to go right on down Bourbon Street and just good luck finding me. A crawfish souffle. I don't know how. See, this is where I need Steph. Steph, come back to the podcast.
Etouffee. Yeah.
So this one is a creamy crawfish and vegetable stew over white rice. You can find me there.
Yep.
I do. I love some.
I love Nolens food.
So as you know, and if people don't, we are in crawfish season right now for us in the Southeast. And I had to move 958 miles from Florida to Texas to try crawfish for the first time. And the first time I had it, we have some friends who are Katrina transplants. And we haven't kicked them back yet. They're pretty cool people. But they do. They have it probably 2, 3, 4 crawfish boils a season. And I mean, I've tried some other places, and
now do you take it and suck the head out?
I don't suck the head. I'm not there yet.
Have you been to an oyster roast?
No.
Kelton, you need to come down to Charleston. We need to go to an oyster roast. I need to take you to Lola's.
I go to oysters. I'm not much. This is gonna 26 years, born and raised in Florida. I am not a seafood person. I do eat shrimp. I'll eat crawfish, fish, but not
many. Now, here's the thing: there's a difference between seafood and good seafood. There's a difference.
And what is that difference?
Seasoning.
I've
went to a low country boil. Yeah, I went to a little country bowl one time that a lot of stuff did not have the seasoning, and I'm just like, I mean, I ate it because it's there, but
where was this boil at?
I'm not going to say.
So, well, anyway, well, that's mine. I do. We do enjoy some crawfish. So, Brooks, you got one more, right?
Yeah, I have one more. And I'm just going to take a quick trip down to the Philippines.
You were going to say Belgium.
No. I'm going to take a quick trip down to the Philippines and go and get a crispy lumpia.
Nice. I was looking at some of the Philippine food.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it does look good.
So, yeah, I love lumpias. I love meat around a fried, I guess, vessel. So
it is good. Oh God, this has made me hungry. But before we close it out, Brooks, any final thoughts on the Mardi Gras, Universal Mardi Gras International Flavors of Carnival?
So again, it's something completely different. Like you can go to the different food booths during the day, and then at night you have the big parade, and then you have these unique concert experiences that you can't really get anywhere else. It is really just, again, incredible how Universal is doing this, and they keep just doing it better year after year.
Yeah.
But it's
they really do.
Yeah. And plus, again, it's with the parade, the fact that you can also be a part of it, not just like being on the sidelines watching, but you can also be a part of the parade, is an experience that you're not really going to get anywhere else. So it is truly something unique. I'm all for just supporting everyone and just having a good time.
Yeah,
something for everyone.
You know, I'm with you. It definitely is different. And the fact that it's the only nighttime parade happening in Orlando right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's well worth, I think, hey, y'all don't cut out Universal. I mean, they are, you know, they're really, it's different than Busch Gardens, SeaWorld, Disney. It's definitely worth checking out. You know, if you guys haven't done it, and if you have kids in that early teen to teenager years, you know, it's definitely worth checking out, you know, Universal Studios Orlando. So, I think that's about all we really have for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Please don't forget, if you haven't already, join us on our Facebook group, the Mouse Ears Podcast. We've had a little bit of an influx of people coming in. So, you know, we're very happy y'all are here. If you're on TikTok, we've got a TikTok page, Mouse Ears Podcast on TikTok, for any and all episode details. We're getting better. We're getting there with Facebook and TikTok. So really appreciate, you know, everybody.
And don't forget, we had added this in our show notes. Don't forget the new Mouse Ears blog website, mouseearsblog.com.
I forgot it has, that went live.
It has a link for the Mouse Ears podcast.
So you don't even need Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any of those. You can go to the website and listen to all the latest
and episodes. Also listen on Apple and Spotify.
Well, please, yeah, we do need it there too. We need the listens. If you are getting ready to book a trip really to anywhere, you know, I highly suggest, you know, reaching out to Fairytale Journeys Travel to have an FTJ agent assist you with your next trip. If you're interested, make sure visit fairytalejourneystravel.com and let them know that Brooks and Kelton and Steph have sent you from the podcast.
Yep.
I can't believe I almost forgot Steph. That's horrible. Lastly, if you like listening to us, we'd love to have you guys leave us a review at wherever you listen. Until next episode, is Brooks and Kelton from A Big Willie Night.
That's right.
Y'all have a good night. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.